In this podcast, I would like to talk to you about not only swimming smoothly, but swimming with strength as well. I just got back in the pool this morning after being away in Turkey for a few weeks. We had our swim camp there. And, you know, as typical on swim camp week, I'm in the water every day. And I'm usually not focused on my own swimming. I'm swimming along with our students in the camp. But many times I'll get up early in the morning and go for a run or go for a swim on my own. So I kind of do my own thing. So I feel free to pay attention and go at whatever pace and distance that our swimmers during the camp would like to go. So anyways, I get a lot of swimming in 1 week, more than I typically do at home when I'm doing my own training. Because as many of you may know, I do both running and swimming, so I usually am alternating what I'm doing on given days. One day I will be swimming, the next day I'll be running, so and so. Now, so then at camp, I'm swimming a lot. I'm swimming every day. So 5 or 6 days in a row, usually 2 or 3 times a day, covering anywhere from 2 to 5 or 6 kilometers in a day. So after a week of that or so, and I get back home, I feel so much stronger when I get back in the pool. It's amazing. I've had this experience many times before. When I was younger and I was doing triathlons and I was training with cycling team at one time and then training with runners at another time and doing my own thing in the pool since I didn't have any swimmers to swim with back then, I would do these events where there would be a larger volume of a single event. So for an example, I went on a 4-day, 400-mile cycling tour with some triathlete friends around the Olympic Peninsula. And so we were riding, you know, 100 miles a day. That'd be about 160 kilometers each day. You know, we worked pretty hard every day and slept well and ate well. Well, I remember distinctly coming home after that and a few days later going out on a training ride, and I couldn't believe how much stronger I felt. I was like, I could just zoom up the hills and I just felt more solid and more capable. And I was so pleased with that result. It stuck in my head. It's like, man, if that's all it takes, if it just takes like 4 or 5 days of just intense training and then a little bit of rest to feel that kind of little boost in strength, man, it's like, sign me up for that. So, you know, you can't just do that indefinitely, but what I'm getting at is when you go and do something with a lot more intensity or a lot more volume than you've been doing regularly, and then you give yourself adequate rest after you do that, you will notice a change in your strength. Now, if all you do is you practice your 2 days a week or 3 or 4 days a week, and you do that week after week after week, your body adapts to the level of stress that you regularly impose upon it. And so after a while, you don't, if you just keep doing the same routine, the same intensity levels, the same volumes, then you'll won't notice any significant changes in your abilities, in your strength. But if periodically you impose upon yourself greater workload, not merely in one practice, because that usually doesn't really translate well. It's like you need to do several practices like this, and you need to do them with frequency. So that's why, like me going on a swim camp for 5 or 6 days of continuous swimming, I can walk away, obviously, after a little bit of rest and come out and feel stronger. Because now my body has been subjected to a greater workload where it's been broken down during the work. The body responded by adapting, building up to handle the higher workload. So when I come back to do my regular workout in the pool, I'm like, oh, I feel stronger than I did before. So, I mean, this is just basic strength training concepts here. It's just I'm pointing it out that it's not merely something that happens in a single workout because you just worked a little bit harder. It's a training effect that comes after a series of workouts, and not merely a series like scattered over at your regular interval. It's condensed. So the bottom line is, I wanted to encourage you, if you have been working on smoothness in your stroke, I would also like to encourage you to add strength to your stroke. And you can do this by voluntarily going into a week or so of more intense training, higher volume. I'm not even asking you to work harder in terms of more power per stroke, but simply add a little bit more volume per practice so that you feel tired at a higher level, at a deeper level than you have before. And then do that more frequently for about a week or so. And you're going to be more tired. You're going to eat more. You're going to sleep harder, which is nice as well. But if, let's say you do, you practice four, let's say you practice 5 or 6 days in a row in the pool, and you are nicely tired, then give yourself a couple days rest, maybe 2 or 3 days rest, of even if you just do a little bit of light swimming, come back in the pool, and you may notice your body is just ready to work at a higher level than you have been before. It's a really cool effect. I just have to tell you that I'm 45 right now at the time of this recording, and some of you know I've stepped up my run training. I have, to do ultra distance training. I have never felt so strong and stable in my legs, my hips, my knees, in my running as I ever have in my life, as I do feel right now. It is just amazing. I've taken a very careful process, but I do a lot of good work, maybe 30 or 40 miles a week of running, which isn't very much compared to big time runners. But for me, it's good, high quality work, and I am stronger. I feel better. I feel more capable. I just feel safer from injury. It's a wonderful feeling in terms of running. And then, like I just said, I came back to the pool after being at swim camp all last week. And this morning I'm swimming along and I just felt stronger, and it feels so good to feel strong. So if some of you out there, you're like, hey, you're aiming for strength. It's something that you already focused on, and that's great. Here's a way that possibly, if you haven't thought of this before, or haven't tried it before, you could consider doing occasionally a concentrated week of practice, of workouts. And for those of you who've just been swimming more leisurely, trying to make swimming comfortable and smooth, you know, a way to make it feel even better is to increase your strength. And I'm telling you how to do this just simply by swimming more. You don't necessarily, at this first stage, even have to swim harder, but I just want you to go more meters in a workout. And I want you to do it more frequently during the week. And just to point out, I've already mentioned it, you need to rest as well, because the workout is what breaks you down, breaks down muscles and tissues and stresses them. And it's the rest that gives your body the chance to build it up to a higher level of capability. So it has to be work balanced and married to rest and recovery. So anyways, I want to encourage you to aim for strength and add that to your smoothness to supercharge the pleasure of your swimming. All right, that's what I have to say, and I'll talk to you later.